too.
As we have moved around the community this last week and a half, speechless with shock and sadness, we have hugged each other silently. We have gathered around Therese and Caitlin, feeling helpless, but with determination to try to soften their journey from deepest grief. Slowly, singularly, and collectively, we have heaved our hearts into our mouths to talk about Kim. We have responded to the generous invitation of Therese and Caitlin to create our impressions of him and to share in the celebration of his life.
There have been conversations about his amazing art. Kim was an internationally exhibited artist with many prizes, commissions and accolades for his work. He was an artist who also generously exhibited in the Yass Valley, his home for 30 years. We all have our favourites of his work, his paintings entitled Hope, Burnt Sienna or the Red Shawl series feature as favourites. Others love his representations of myths and legends and his spiritual paintings. Some his portraits and some his beautiful scenes of the Wee Jasper area. One little girl thinks his super dog is definitely the best.
Kim was no esoteric artist who locked himself away in his studio, although at times he longed to. But his great love for people saw him painting in the midst of us. In his years at the Oddfellows Hall, he painted and shared his work and his love of art, music and literature with whoever was up for interrupting him on the day. Over the last 30 years, he has gradually opened our studio doors, the little nooks and crannies or kitchen tables where we paint, make music, write, the sheds where we thought we made stuff, but he said it was art. He took our hands and led us and gently pushed us out into the town to share and exhibit our art and to encourage each other. Above all, Kim connected people. We all love the way he greeted us with such gusto, with noise and laughter, and always a big hug. He promoted our work. He knew so many people. Our work was presented beautifully on posters and cards, over the radio, through the newspapers and magazines, and on TV. It was nothing to get a phone call to say, "I've organised for you to do a radio interview at such and such a time. Are you up for that?" So we stepped out of our comfort zones and put our best art forward. Sometimes we disappointed him when our energy and passion and commitment didn't match his. But he loved us anyway and kept on leading us to the muse.
Kim was passionate about creating art spaces and activities in Yass, and to make this accessible to artists of all persuasions and ages. He particularly encouraged young, emerging artists. He engaged our children and young people and encouraged and nurtured their journey as artists and people. He supported and masterminded, made connections and helped to organise exhibitions and events for young people's events such as painting the tables at Coronation Park and the Night in the Lane. He helped them to access performance opportunities in music and circus skills. Kim encouraged anyone who may have a space to make it available for art and performance. He was very excited about the art space being created by Michaela and Chris in the old service station. And he looked forward to this space fulfilling one of his hopes for the town. In 1996, Kim decided that it would be a good idea to inform people about art events in the Yass area. Initially, this involved putting out information brochures up to four times a year. Thus, Yass Arts was born. With the advent of the internet in the early 2000s, this coalesced into a website. This initiative grew and included all artists and all art forms in the Yass area. Around 2009, Yass Arts began organising events in conjunction with artists and their practices. In time, this grew into such events as Classic Yass, Night in the Lane, Sculpture in the Paddock, and the Arts Trail, to name just a few. Moving forward, Yass Arts is a vibrant community of artists, sharing their ideas and their art, and working together to promote all art. In 2013, his tireless work resulted in Kim being named Yass Valley Citizen of the Year in the Australia Day Awards for his work in the community and specifically for his services to the arts.
There is a saying that if you want something done, ask a busy person. And that applied to Kim and his supportive charities and causes. Kim has gifted art and design to many major and minor charities, such as UNICEF, New South Wales Volunteer Fire Brigade, and the Smith Family. Kim's work was always sought after at the Secret Canvas auctions and at other local fundraisers, where he regularly donated work. In 2007, Kim designed and coordinated body painting projects for the nude calendar Bare Facts to raise money for CanAssist. For this event, Kim gathered artists to body paint, brave models, and designed and coordinated a mass nude shoot. Thus, the town was introduced to body painting. Kim and I shared lots of fun with body canvases. We joined with Cato, creating the Yass Arts banner and painting Alex, who came to Australia with Cato, and who has been such a support and a comfort to Therese and Caitlin this week. Sally Hoffman wrote of Kim's generosity in a beautiful obituary in the Canberra Times yesterday. She said, "Kim joked about becoming rich and famous, or not. People who saw his work wondered why he wasn't, but his friends knew. Had he spent less time bringing art to a rural community? Had he not been so generous with his time with young artists? Had he painted what he knew the art market was jumping on instead of what inspired him? Had he been less of a husband, father, and friend? He probably would have been. But to those who knew him, he was the richest of men."
Though his work can be quite diverse, Kim identified most strongly with symbolism and the spiritual, drawing much inspiration from the great works of the past. He was once quoted as saying, "People say I have a lot of different styles. I just think it's Kim Nelson." I think that thought could give birth to a new artistic style.
Kim's muse was the old masters, especially those who portrayed the agony and ecstasy of the human condition. Kim's music was an eclectic variety of music, all the better if a live performance could be arranged and shared with us all.
He was a talented songwriter, singer and guitarist. In his early years, he played support for many well-known Australian bands such as Midnight Oil, Cold Chisel and INXS. Music remained a lifelong inspiration and love.
Kim's muse was nature, the master of painting clouds, and his beautiful wee jasper environs. Kim's muse was his friends, many of whom he sketched and painted.
He was always on the lookout for a good face or body. There are people here today who are lucky enough to have been sketched or painted by him. I am sure he would have painted the rest of us if he'd only been granted more time.
Kim's most precious muse was his family. Therese and Caitlin, his love for you was unwavering from the beginning. This love shown in his work, in his conversations, and in his actions. Your love for him is also evident to us all. You are always with Kim, supporting and encouraging him, providing solace from his drive and the angst of his reach for perfection. With you by his side, he was able to follow his dream to be a professional artist. How will we remember him? Each of us in our own way. When we look at a cloud-filled sky, when we pick up a paintbrush, pencil, pen, or guitar, when we see a pair of Dunlop volleys, in a myriad of ways.
And we've seen there's an exhibition here at the Soldiers Club of people who are starting that in remembrance with impressions of Kim, if you'd like to have a look after this.
How can we honour him? His legacy was to enhance and energise the arts and the art community and Yass. We can honour him by staying connected, by encouraging, loving and supporting each other to provide this beautiful dimension to the town and its people. Therese and Caitlin, we will never be able to fill the void, but we will wrap our wings and love around you, Kim's Earth Angels. To Kim's sister and brothers and his extended family, our deepest sympathy for your loss. Thank you for sharing him with us.
Thank you, Al, and thank you, Anne, for those lovely words. Guys, I'm now going to call up onto the stage our next musical act, Siobhan McGrath, Aluntum Sundit, Orion Mandler, Eliza Hickey and Joanna Hill, to perform Man of Colours by Ice House. Come to the stage, guys. While they're taking their places, Kim was a great supporter of young talent in the Yass Valley. He instigated a youth music evening at Time to...